We speak with Tony Albert, an Aboriginal man who was born in Townsville with connections to Girimai, Yidinji and Kuku Yalanji people of the forest region. Tony is a well-known Indigenous artist who has now taken on a new challenge as a curatorial fellow with the foundation Cartier pour l'Art Contemporain. With animation by Yarnology and a soundscape by Nigel Westlake, Te Kahu Rere Moa Tomata and Te Kuru o Te Maramadus. Based on the physical woven works of Gail Marbo of Mer Island, she creates star maps of bamboo and cotton. A Māori woman of Te Rarawa and Napui descent, Nicole Hidden, creates Aoti, a Māori-made bark cloth star map. Mr. Albert talks to NITV about the stories told by Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander and Māori seafaring peoples depicting our skies and waterways. Hi Tony, I'm Nairi Pakai. I'm here with SBS, part of NITV Radio News, and we wanted to talk to you about the project that's actually already started on the 15th, Baru Gili Celestial, and I was hoping that you would give us and the audiences some insight into what this is.
Sure. Well, Baru Gili is a, this iteration is a partnership with the Biennale of Sydney and the Sydney Opera House, and has been commissioned through the Fondation Cartier, which I am the inaugural Indigenous Curatorial Fellow. It's an initiative of the projections on the Sydney Opera House, and Celestial brings together two artists, Nico Hinden, a Maori artist from Aotearoa, New Zealand, and Gail Marbo, an incredible Torres Strait Islander artist living and working in North Queensland. And they both are looking at the way in which the stars were used to navigate in our histories. And they both as artists look up to the same sky and stars, the different stories that are told through different generations are what they've used as the inspiration behind their projections.
You just talked about some of the artists in this, and I wanted to know, with having multiple artists involved in this, multiple Indigenous and Aboriginal artists and Torres Strait Islander artists, what will people see from this cross-cultural and multi-Indigenous artwork?
Yeah, well, what's really, you know, great about this is the opportunity to engage with Indigenous cultures globally. And there's a number of artists through this process, First Nation artists from across the world, but in Baru Gili particularly, with our neighbours in New Zealand and Gail Marbo from the Torres Strait, it just gives this opportunity to look at how, since time immemorial, that our people have used and utilized the stars as a form of navigation, a form of storytelling. It brings through creationism, and I just love the idea that that so many stories have come from the same series of stars, or the way in which our people have looked to the stars throughout history and seen, you know, based on where we lived, different ways of guiding and navigating, and the fact that, you know, we get to share them together and learn from each other and learn those differences. And in some cases, the not just the differences, but also the similarities. And as First Nations people, when we come together, we love to share that knowledge and understand the different stories and the different ways that these have been interpreted over time.
So I wanted to ask a little bit about, with having multiple artists and multiple ways of art being shown, because it's not just visual, it's also a soundscape, and there's lighting, there's obviously a crew behind this, and then it's animation along with, I know that the original pieces from Gail Marbo are these physical woven pieces to be able to map the skies. I wanted to know, how did this collaboration come about with so many different artists doing different disciplines come in for this collaboration?
Well, during that central thematic of the celestial, we're reaching back to knowledges and systems that both Gail Marvel and Nico Hinden use in their own work. So with Gail, it's the taking a star map, which is actually something handheld and quite small, and in her own artistic ways, she's been able to make them on a grand scale, which are shown, you know, in various institutions and art galleries. And Nico Hinden's goes back to a cultural way of making paper and presenting the maps in a cultural technique, which she's kind of reviving. So in a similar way, both artists are taking up a cultural practice, but not only making it their own, but pushing the limits and boundaries of its presentation and the scale of the work. And then when you look at Barugili, which is the projections on the Opera House, we're adding people like Yarnology, who are an Indigenous-based animation company that have used and worked with Gail and Nico in animating the two-dimensional work into this kind of three-dimensional renders, which move and have, you know, these kind of all these different attributes to them. And then both artists have worked with different members, either of their community or composers in soundscape as well. So it's a very sensual way of looking and rethinking their work and how it can be presented. And it's taken, you know, a whole lot of people from all different disciplines being involved to make that happen. But it's kind of, I think, the success of, you know, something like the projections that many people with different skills are coming together to make the vision of the artist come to life in such a kind of spectacular way.
This is also the first major creative collaboration between the Opera House, the Biennale of Sydney, and the Foundation Cartier. Why is this collaboration of art institutions significant?
Well, this is really significant partnership because it not only involves the Biennale of Sydney and the Sydney Opera House, but then we've got the Foundation Cartier, which is a major international foundation in terms of contemporary art. And what, you know, more and more is happening is that internationally, the works from First Nations people in Australia, particularly around the globe, are actually really being noticed and with intrigue, and people want to learn and know more. And I think to have institution like the Foundation Cartier not only interested but willing to put the funds behind the opportunity to engage further for artists to dream big and create on large scale shows, I guess, not just Australia but the rest of the world that they're interested. People want to learn about this history and these knowledge systems, and the more, I guess, this can go out into the vernacular globally, the greater presence that First Nations methodology and thinking, I think, you know, it really brings and adds something really important to the conversation at a really critical time where we're looking at big issues like climate, when we're looking about big issues about living family entities and our identity, the way in which we share space, the way in which, you know, all these kind of really intrinsic things that are very common and important to First Nations people are being viewed by the mainstream in such an interesting way. And for that to be supported and nourished, but also understood, you know, globally, is really significant and really important. And that's what these kind of partnerships represent.
I just want to say, your passion comes across so clearly when you talk about art. And I know you're an artist yourself. As someone who is literally, I'm still studying at uni, and you're someone that I've made assessments about and have studied before. So you're very much an advocate for art, for Indigenous art. How is the change from being a practicing artist and producing works to create, you know, conversations in community and in society, to being someone who's more behind the scenes and is more of working between these institutions that we have that are putting this on and these other Indigenous artists from here and internationally.
Well, thank you very much. What a lot of people don't know who know me as an artist know that an instigation within the art world was through the Queensland Art Gallery, where I actually worked for about 8 years, and was incredible kind of introduction to the art world for me. And now after 20 years within the art world, I'm looking more philanthropically about kind of not only where art has taken me, but the important ways in which we can give back to our community. And in doing this residency, or the fellowship, I should say, I really want some really strong foundation in grounding what I hope to be ongoing success for our curators, for our artists, to really be pushed into the international vernacular of the global art market. And I think, that there are times in our lives where we do need to take a back step or a back seat, or as you say, behind the scenes, to give opportunities that are going to, I hope, be ongoing. As I said, this is an opportunity with some really key major stakeholders globally that will, further so much for so many other people. So for me, it's an absolute joy to be able not just to be doing this, but something that I know and I want to continue to evolve and grow, and that other opportunities for other people to come out of this.
I want to thank you for your responses, obviously, giving your time and talking about this project that's happening. I also wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about anything related to this that we haven't been able to touch on yet.
Yeah. Well, what I would like to say is the projections on the Opera House are happening for a full year at three different times through the evening. So if anyone is in Sydney or visiting Sydney, it's a great opportunity to head down to Circular Quay and the Opera House. And just to sit and engage and enjoy, both artists Gail Marbo and Nico Hinden have put a lot of effort, time and energy, and there's a real sense of generosity within their storytelling and the information from their community that they've been able to, share. And I would just like to, for everyone to know that's an opportunity to engage. It's free, it's spectacular, and it's well worth a visit.
Hopefully a lot of people will be able to get a chance to see it then, since it's going to be running for a full year and multiple times in there, not just tourists, but even locals, and maybe even people who live a little bit further from Sydney will be able to have the opportunity to see it if they get into the city.
That's right.
That was Tony Albert talking about the projection Badu Gili Celestial on the Bennelong side of the Opera House sales.